It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
Welcome, everybody, to Behind the Braves, the official podcast of the Atlanta Braves. I'm Ricky Mast, Senior Manager of Digital Media Content for the Atlanta Braves, joined alongside, what is your title now? Haven't you gotten promoted?
Senior Director. Yeah, Alumni Relations and Growing the Game Initiative.
Okay. Greg McMichael, of course. You know him. You love him. Mm-hmm. I told my staff or my team the other day that they just added a senior to my title because I'm 40 and I'm old.
Well,
and I have a kid on the way, so I'm just old.
I got gray hair, so.
There you
go. But congrats. That's good.
Oh, have we not talked about that on here?
I didn't know.
You know, I was a single man when this show started. I hadn't even met my wife yet. Now look at me.
I know.
Old and washed up with a kid on the way.
Well, you know, it just tells you that we've been doing this a while.
Yeah, I know. That's good. We haven't been canceled yet. That's always good.
Can they cancel a podcast?
If they fire us, then I think
that would be canceled.
Yeah. Okay. Well, not fired yet. That's always good. Well, this is one of our favorite episodes every year. This is the fourth or fifth time we've done this live from Fantasy Camp here in Northport. Of course, our beautiful spring training complex. I look forward to this trip every single year. When you first brought me down here in 2020, I think, before the world went crazy for a minute. Every year since then, I've loved coming back here. And the reason for that is, in addition to the weather, is we get to hang out with the campers and have a good time with them. So we decided speaking of not being canceled or fired yet, we decided we bring back everybody's favorite, my wedding officiant, Rev Kev.
That's right.
680 The Fans, Kevin McAlpin, back with us here, emceeing this week at Fantasy Camp and playing again and apparently playing well. I only saw two at-bats one day, and here's what I saw. A strikeout, swung at a ball that was it was somewhere over in Naples was where it was caught, I think. And then, actually, next time you get on base, it was a line drive in the scorebook,
That's right.
It went about 5 miles high, but it fell where they
weren't.
Perfect
spot.
So, Kevin, it's good to have you back.
Good to be here, boys. This is, I got to do this last year for the first time, and I really appreciate Greg bringing me back. And what a cool week. What a great time it is, and some familiar faces and some new friendships being born. So, it's great to be back here with you guys.
Well, and Kevin, I think we did it this way last year, and let's do it this way this year. Why don't you introduce the camper to the podcast that you've you drug away from the after party? It was getting fun down there, and we drug him away from that to come up here and play around with us for a little bit. So we'll introduce our camper here.
Well, look, he's easily swayed if bourbon's involved. So I learned that last year. So Nick Sargent, sitting to my left, he was a teammate of mine last year. Now he's a guy that we're hoping to knock off in the championship game coming up on Saturday afternoon. But Sarge, big Brave fan. He gets down to Atlanta a few times a year, and good to have him with us on the show as well this year.
Welcome, Nick. So how many camps is this for you?
This is number two for me.
Number two. Okay. How's this one going for you so far?
Fantastic. My legs are really hurting.
You've got a strawberry there on your knee. Actually, two of them. Two pretty good sized ones there.
Yeah.
Wait. I see. There's another one on the other leg too.
Yeah. That's from a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Cool.
Yeah. I went down for a ground ball yesterday, and I'm paying the consequences now.
Okay. All right. So you're looking to play Kev in the championship tomorrow? Is that true?
We have a solid team.
Okay. Who are your coaches?
Mike Campton and Mike Devereaux.
You got the Mikes.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice.
Magic Mikes.
The Magic Mikes.
Is that their name?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who are your coaches and what's your team name, Kev?
Steve Avery and Bruce Benedict. We are Aves Benedict, not Eggs Benedict. We are Aves Benedict.
Well, there's more to that.
And with a side of whoop ass, by the way. And we've been delivering that whoop ass left and right around these parts the last couple of days.
Really? Because, see, I heard that there was one play. You've been playing third this week? I heard there was one play where maybe it was your ass that got whooped.
Okay, full disclosure. Yes, I've been the laughing stock of camp for the last 36 hours. We had a game. We had Mother Nature interfered a little bit. We had some rain come through, and it hasn't been the greatest weather week, but today was pretty good. But we were playing on the main field. We couldn't wear cleats because of we didn't want to dig up the infield. You got spring training coming up in a few weeks, so we don't want to ruin the place. So we had to go in regular sneakers. And I'm playing third, and the ball finds you sometimes, right? So there's a routine. We got first and second, two outs, a routine like four hopper right to me. And I go to take a step to go in to field the ball, and my foot goes right out from underneath me. And then my left did the same exact. I had no traction. It was like I'm on ice. It's like the nightmare you have when the big scary guy is chasing you, and you keep falling down, and then you start to panic. Well, that was me trying to get to the baseball. So it was a complete disaster. But as Mike Hampton and a lot of the other coaches here have said, that totally made their whole camp. They're still laughing about it.
Well, at least you entertained everybody. That's what you're here to do.
And look,
if
you can't laugh at yourself over something like that, like it's hilarious. I got fined in court for it, and I don't even care. I'm like, I should be fined for that. That was terrible.
It led to a few instructional moments.
Okay, that's good.
Which one of them, let me just say this too. I'm kind of glad it happened. You know why? My son is here, my almost 9-year-old son who plays baseball. And when he messes up, I'm always telling him, on to the next play. You got to move on to the next play. Don't let that affect you. What did I do? I went on to the next play, and I threw a guy out a couple batters later. So you got to put it past you. And he saw that firsthand. So it was a teaching moment for not only me, but for him as well.
That's great. So, Sarge, what is you come back for year two. What brought you back? What is it that you love about coming to Braves Fantasy Camp?
You know, obviously, being a big Braves fan, it's amazing to hang out with guys like Greg and, you know, Hampton and Dever, all these other guys. But also, you know, meeting guys like Kevin last year, you know, but, you know, you make really good friendships and bonds pretty quickly, especially if you're teammates. It's amazing. I mean, you know, I told my wife all the time, I'll be coming back until my knees will let me, you know.
Right. And you brought your son too, right?
Yeah.
Have y'all sons been hanging out this week?
Playing a lot of ping pong, a lot of pool.
Yeah, they're wearing out. You might need a new ping pong table before we get out of here, Greg.
What I've noticed when you sing half-naked YMCA with a bunch of guys, you tend to bond pretty quickly.
The visual of that is horrifying.
I was trying to think, should we even provide context or just drop that in there and just let people figure out why?
I'd just throw that in there and see, let their imaginations take over.
You're going to have to come to Fantasy Camp to find out what that's all about.
Let's see, they've said Magic Mike.
I'm not sure if that's bringing me to Fantasy Camp.
That's right. He said Magic Mikes and YMCA. No, we have, this year one thing we did a little bit differently is that we actually did a team talent show.
Oh, okay.
We had a lot of rookies in camp. So I would say probably the most I've seen in a long time. We had probably about 60% were rookies this year. And so to see all of them up there, part of our tradition for the rookies is that they have to take their shirt off, at least the male participants have to take their shirt off and sing YMCA. And it's flat out hilarious. It's really great because you really see the personalities. Either some kind of slide to the back and some slide up to the front and they want to be out front and center. But we did do the team talent shows, and that was kind of, it was fun. It was so bad, it was funny, but they have to work together to come up with a really bad skit, and so they did that. It was fun. So that nice. Provides bonding times as well as everybody in the cold tubs and the hot tubs and ice, you know, ice machines during and after camp.
Yeah. So how fierce has the competition gotten out there? Does it get out there? Sarge, how is it pretty fierce out there?
It is. You know, it's pretty cutthroat. You know, there's a lot of good bats, a lot of good gloves.
Except mine.
I did see Kevin, his spill.
Did you?
I saw it live. It was against our team. It was impressive.
Yeah.
it was not my one shining moment. I will tell you that. Okay. It was not.
All right. So, all right. How many, you referenced Kangaroo Court a little bit ago. So there's Kangaroo Court every morning, of course, here at Braves Fantasy Camp. So how many fines for each of you, Kevin? How much have you gotten fined so far?
Well, I'm about to refinance my mortgage because I am in the hole.
You may be leading the fine.
I think
category.
I am.
Are you really?
Oh, wow. I mean, to take over, that was pretty impressive.
He's the new Chun Jay.
Yeah. There was a guy last year that every other fine was going his way. And I somehow have topped that.
What all have you done? What are some of the infractions?
Well, I got written up today because I went to BP with the wrong hat on. Now, in full disclosure, I have like 6 different Braves hats in my locker. They're all legit. They're not, you know, the little adjustable or the little one with a Mickey Mouse or whatever. It was a legit, and it had the World Series Champions logo on it, right? I grabbed the wrong one. That was not the official hat. So I got written up for that. I got written out. Now, I'm challenging one because I was on second base, and I advanced to third on a ground out. And my manager, I won't throw him under the bus, but he told me there was two outs in the inning, right? So there's a pop-up to second base, and as a runner, you're just kind of trotting home because the inning is good. Hopefully they'll drop it and you'll score. And then all of a sudden, they're doubling me off back at third. And I'm like, what? There was two outs. And Bruce Benedict goes, yeah, I told you two. Now, I took the fine because as the runner, I should also know how many outs there are, right? Yeah. So I manned up for it. I said, don't fine him. Fine me. I'll take it.
Okay.
And then I got fined for an infraction in the restroom in the coach's office. It was,
we won't talk about that.
Let me just, I got my money's worth, put it that way. It was awful.
Okay. All right. Well, we got some of Kevin's highlight fines. Have you gotten fined yet this week?
No, I'm pretty well behaved.
Okay. Yeah. Did you get any fines last year? You've managed to stay out of trouble thus far.
I try to stay under the radar.
Okay. Well, going on this podcast isn't probably going to help that very much.
I'm going to figure something out for tomorrow. Yeah.
Greg, how's camp been going this week? I'll say when I got into town, I woke up, I got in late last night, came outside the hotel this morning, and the sun like was just beaming down. It wasn't raining. It wasn't freezing cold.
Why weren't you here on Tuesday?
Yeah, where you been?
Some of us had to work. Some of us had to stay That's in the true. Office and That's work. True. Yeah. No, I would have liked to have been here soon, but how's it going this week?
It's been going great in spite of the weather. It's been a little precarious with all the rain. It seems like the weather changes every 5 minutes down here. And I was asking Mike Dunn, who's our VP of operations, runs the facility down here, and he said, I go, Mike, we've never experienced this much like uncertainty with rain here and there all throughout the week. And we've been doing this for 12 years. He goes, it's El Nino. And I said, I guess it happens every 5 years down here. But this is the first time that we've actually threatened to, you know, not have like back-to-back days where we can play on the field. Now we did, because we didn't get to play or do our evaluations on Tuesday, but then we played a couple games on, you know, Wednesday, and then we played a couple games on Thursday. But it's been like wet, and where we don't know from hour to hour whether we're going to get to play or not. So that's always an adjustment, and we have to think about, okay, what's plan B, what's plan C. So it's been a little bit more brainstorming on our part. So we added a couple things this year. Number one, we added an instructional clinic, which I think the guys really liked. So we set up all the campers, and we did pitching, hitting, fielding, kind of, you know, we do this, you know, all year long, but we did it with all of our alumni staff. And I think the campers had a really good time, learned some things when we couldn't get on the field. We had to push back the games to after lunch instead of playing in the morning and in lunch. And then today we had story time. So we all got in the auditorium after court, and I asked all the alumni to share a story or two from their career. And it could be about another player, it could be about their personal journey, it could be about a manager. And so that we did that for what, hour and 15 minutes before lunch. And then we got to play two games after lunch. And that's when you saw all the sunshine. So that was a great time, because that's something that I think we all enjoy, and especially the alumni, because they get to share stories, and a lot of them are funny. Some of them are serious. Some of them are just, you know, good if you love baseball and love the Braves. But we shared stories from other, you know, other times in our careers. But I think, I don't know, what was y'all's experience with that? I felt like that was a good time.
It was. It was it was a lot of laughs. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff we can't share.
Yeah. Sarge, I know this is your second year, but so maybe this is more of a first year, like last year question, because I don't think a lot would surprise you maybe from second year after the first. But what was the biggest surprise to you when you first came to Braves Fantasy Camp? Like, I know you sort of know what to expect, but what surprised you about the experience?
I think how quickly you form a bond with the team. I mean, you know, you play over the course of, what, 3-4 days. And gosh, I mean, people are going to come back, and it's like, you know, hey, you haven't seen them in a year. And it's just like, yeah, you know, nothing, no time had passed. But yeah, the bond really forms quickly, and it's pretty cool. Pretty cool, yeah, to see.
And then these relationships, they're formed here, but then they're year round. I mean, I think Kevin was showing me some pictures when you were visiting Atlanta last year and dropped by the studio. I don't know if you remember being there, but there was a
not
great
much
picture
of
you being
not
there.
Much of it.
I have that effect when people listen to the post game show. They don't really remember a lot of the things I talk about.
Well, you got to bring your son this year, Bennett,
I did.
Right?
Yeah, he's one of our bat boys. It's really been special.
Mm-hmm. I was talking to Kevin's son Max today, and he was telling me he's going. So for those not familiar with it, at the end of fantasy camp, there's a big awards banquet and hand out awards, and then I guess does the championship team, do they get their rings then, or they get them later? They get them at the banquet. Okay, so Max was telling me tonight that he is going for MVB. Most valuable bat boy. And then he explained to me, he laid out his case as to why.
Can I ask what his case was?
Well, he goes and gets the bat.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was it.
Pretty
I guess
standard.
I better come up with that award.
Yeah, yeah. But he was passionate in laying out his case.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
But Kevin, the relationships that built here are pretty special, aren't they?
It really is. You know, you stay in touch. There's a Facebook group. It becomes a fraternity, really. And Greg told me that, you know, a year ago before I even came down here. He said, you're going to stay in touch. You're going to make friends. Like Sarge said, you form a bond really quickly. You know, you and you're going to war with these guys, you know, for 4 or 5 days. But you stay in touch. These guys come back to town. The ones who aren't from Atlanta, they come in on, you get together, you get a beer and you hang out. And my son and Sarge is son are our best buddies, and there's going to be tears tomorrow night. I promise you from Max's end that he's not going to see his buddy Bennett for a while, but it's been awesome. And I, you know, just having the kids here, having the boys here, it seems like a lot of the adults, they're not bothered by it. I've actually embraced it. You know, I'll give you a quick one. You know, Max is in our little breakdown when we end our games or start the games, and he'll get right in the middle. And yesterday, Bruce Benedict said, what do we want to break it down on? And Max said, chicken tenders. So we did 1, 2, 3 chicken tenders. Well, guess what? We won the game. So you're darn right. We did chicken tenders to break it down afterwards. And then Friday, we win both games and we broke it. I said, if we win the championship, we're getting a chicken tenders t-shirts for everybody. But it's fun. It really is. And, you know, you'll stay in touch with these guys and some you'll see next year, and you'll meet a whole bunch of other guys and you'll make new friendships there. So it really is. It's a special place. And I've told people, if it's on your bucket list, check it off, because it's worth every damn penny.
He said one comment Kevin made was that they actually go to war together. And if you walk in the training room, it looks like a mash unit. So, I mean, every tub is full.
And it's amazing. That room gets more and more crowded as the week goes. The first day, there's tumbleweeds blowing around down there. You got to like take a number to get in there now.
I saw the deepest, darkest bruise I've ever seen in my life. Tim Capps pulled his groin muscle, and that thing looked, oh my gosh, you're talking about crimson red. I mean, it was maroon with black, and oh God, I could not believe.
I got on the elevator to go downstairs. I was setting this up here earlier, and I got on the elevator to come down to go to dinner. Or no, I'm sorry, go to, you just had the autograph night in the auditorium here. And I rode the elevator down with a camper. And we got on the elevator at the same time, and he was moving pretty slow. And I said, how you doing? And he just kind of lets out this long exhale, puts his hand on the little, I guess the little railing like there in the elevator, kind of bends over halfway at the waist. He goes, I'm beat up, but I'm all right. And then went and got his stuff signed. He was, you know, he was having a good time in the auditorium talking with the alumni and whatnot. But he was,
that's what the after parties are for.
That's what they're for. That's right.
To regroup.
Right. Yeah. Sarge, what is it? You alluded to it earlier, but what is it like to hang out with former players? And I guess last night, was Sites here last night? Is that what I heard? I heard that was great.
That was incredible. The content from him was like, it was amazing. Especially he did answered a couple of questions about youth baseball, which is big for me because, you know, we have two young boys at home. It was great. He's a really insightful guy, and it was fantastic. But gosh, just hanging with the guys we watched growing up is really special, you know?
Yeah. You're a TBS kid like me.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is a, yeah, it's a dream come true.
Yeah. And to see, that was what struck me the first year when I came down. I have this image from my first camp here of my first after party of seeing Steve Avery, like shooting pool and just like, you know, busting chops of who the guy's playing, like playing pool against, and them just having a great old time, having a drink, shooting pool, having a good old time. And then I kind of started, that was the first thing I really noticed. And then I started seeing like, everybody's just kind of, it's just like a little family here. Everybody's just hanging out. This is vacation. Everybody's having a good time together. It's a really special thing. It's so hard to describe it. It's, you have to come experience it to, well, to experience it, right?
Yeah, it's not a hard time. It's not a hard place to have a good time. This place is beautiful. The Braves did an incredible job of building this facility. You think about the fields and stadium. You know, it's relatively new, but I've talked to other campers who've been around the country and been to other camps, and this by far is definitely like what we've come to expect, right, in Atlanta with the Battery and everything. I'm not surprised the way, you know, they put this facility together, and it's just absolutely great if we can just keep the rain away. And but outside of that, we just it's hard not to have a good time here. You have to work at it if you don't want to have a good time down here.
That's true. Kev, if you win the championship tomorrow, actually this is for both of you, if you win the championship tomorrow, how much, well, this is still a family show, how much crap are you going to give the other one?
Oh, all of it. All of it. I'm telling you. And it might not even be me. It might be Max giving it to him.
I could see that.
He can run his mouth. He can talk some trash.
He is your son.
He is totally my son. No, you know what? It's neat. Like we're not guaranteed to get in there yet, but we're sitting relatively pretty at 3-0 with a plus 29 run differential.
Yeah. So for people who don't know, like, who are like, don't know much about fantasy camp, but basically Greg or anybody, this is, it's a tournament of what, about, we play about six games. Okay. And then the final two on the last day, I mean, obviously you're playing in on all the fields here in the, on the main three fields here in the complex, but then the final two standing play the championship game.
Two and best records. And and if there's a tie, then it goes to head to head. And then if that's still, you know, a tie, then it goes to run differential, which means how many runs did you get in versus how many did you let in? And so whoever has the best run differential, you know, will win the tiebreaker. And so those two teams play in the championship Saturday afternoon. All the other teams watch, and they get a chance to pop champagne, and then we deliver the rings at the awards banquet Saturday night. And that's how we finish it off with Hall of Fame induction, Q&A, which Kevin helps us with on the MC side. And then we present the rings and all the awards like Camp MVP, Rookie of the Year, all different types of stuff that we do. Each team will have an MVP, and then there'll be an overall camp. One of my favorite awards is the Camper of the Year Award, and that's the person that kind of embodies all about what camp's supposed to be. It's not, they don't, you know, they don't always have the best batting average or throw the best, you know, most complete games or that kind of thing, but it's just ones that I kind of view the everything that you would think of that you would want in a fantasy camper, and so that's fun. And we bring down memorabilia and all kinds of, we have a training room award, whoever has spent the most time, and so the trainers pick them, and it's a lot of fun. So that's kind of where we all, and we have a video of the whole week. So Nate Plummer, who puts together all of our photographs and the video for this week, Tate Nations does next week. For this week, he spends the whole week filming, puts the video together, and then shows it. And of course, it has all the camp highlights. So we all get to watch that, have the awards banquet. And then I'll have one alumni that will probably do a Q&A. I think we've got Eddie Perez that's going to be doing the Q&A. So it's just a great celebration to kind of recap all the, you know, some of the memories that we've put together for the week. And then we have that for them to take with them. As they go. So,
Sarge, what brought you down here for the first time last year? I know you're a lifelong Braves fan, but what was it that made you finally decide, all right, I'm going to do this?
It was some night, I think there was an ad run during a Braves game for a fantasy camp, and I was like, ooh.
Thank you, Jory.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I got Jory online, Palmer. And there was a waiting list, I think, at the time, and at some point I got in, and the rest is history. It's the best.
Beauty of marketing right there.
Hey, that's my department.
That's Ricky.
At work.
That's Ricky. Thank you, Ricky.
That's Jory. I'm not taking it. That's all Jory. I just show up here and tape a podcast once a year. That's all I do. Kev, I don't think that Max is ever going to let you come down here and not bring him with you. And Bennett might be the same with you,
yep,
right?
100%.
You got another son you might have to bring next year, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I will never be allowed to come back here without him. He's and look, he's coming to the after parties.
That's
he's
right. Playing out, ping pong.
Playing ping pong. That's he's right. Shooting pool, running his mouth. He even said to mom in the car today, he's like, I'm going to go have a bourbon with dad tonight at the after party. I said, well, Max, you can't do that. You got to drive me back to the hotel. So you're the driver tonight. No, all kidding aside, it's neat. You know, I did it by myself last year because I didn't know what to expect. I said, and he was begging me last year. I said, let me get the lay of the land. Let me see how it works. And Greg was gracious enough. Yeah, bring him down. Come on, it'll be great. And let him bat boy and run around. And every now and then I catch him napping a little bit. You know, he's watching the play and watching out to outfield. I'm like, bat, go get the bat now. We've got another batter up there. So you got to kick him in the butt a little bit. But yeah, no, I will not be down here solo ever again. Those days are probably done.
Have you guys ever considered playing? We have a lot of fantasy campers that play during the year. I know tough with what, you know, how you burn the candle at both ends, but have you guys ever considered playing some weekend ball or anything with some of our guys in MSBL or some of the other leagues?
You know, we've got two little kids, so it's a lot of the time I could be doing that. We're at their games, but you know, maybe when I'm a little older. But we played a tournament in Nashville with some of the Braves guys back in October, and that was a lot of fun. We lost in the championship, but we represented the team well, I think.
Nice.
Yeah, no, I would love to, but between Max's baseball schedule, my Braves schedule, I'm just lucky I can get to half of his games and help out coach a little bit here and there. So, you know, look, hopefully the hamstrings hold up for another 10 or 12 years, and maybe somewhere down the road when the kids get a little older, I can do it. I've gotten the talk too, by the way. And this is the other thing you got to watch out for. You know, I'm sore. I'm telling Melissa how much fun I'm having. She's like, well, maybe if you worked out a little more, you wouldn't be so sore. I'm like, I don't need your, you know, critiques here. I'm just telling you, I'm a little sore. It's a lot. And Sarge will probably agree with this. You get such a better appreciation for what you guys as players go through, the grind every single day. I'm lucky if I can walk to my gate at the airport on Sunday, and you guys are doing this 100 and, well, heck, with spring training, you're doing it 200 times a year. I mean, people don't realize how tough that is.
We were 25.
That's what Melissa said. She's like, well, they're
25 to 35. They're
athletes.
45 to 55.
That's right.
And above, you got some guys in their 70s and 80s here.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know. My dad was supposed to be here. He's 85, and he ended up having not be able to come. But my brother and nephew have been here, and it's been fun having them. But, yeah, I'm amazed at some of these guys that are still doing it, and they play. We have guys come in 2 weeks.
Mass.
Yeah.
Back to back.
Yeah. John Dyer's coming back to back. Scott Finlay and I look at him, I'm like going, what in the world? How do you do that? Just standing for 2 weeks, you know, and out in cleats. I couldn't imagine doing that. So,
yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. No, that's great. That's great.
Well, we appreciate you guys joining us. This has been a fun week. I know that, it's always special to the alumni. I think you guys have noticed that when these guys tell their stories, just hanging out. I see several of them kind of sneaking in or hanging out in the main locker room with you guys telling and continuing the stories. And that I love that part of it because I know that that is not only good for you guys, it's probably better for the alumni because they get to be back in a place that that they love. They get the camaraderie, the community, and I know that you guys are a big part of that because it wouldn't happen any other way. So if you really think about it, and I tell people this all the time, if you have great alumni but you have terrible, you know, campers, it doesn't work. If you have great campers and terrible alumni, it doesn't work. So it's really a tribute that we have just an incredible mix of people here that love the Braves, that love baseball, that love just this community that has been built. And it really is something that I never understood that it was going to happen. it just kind of was a byproduct that I've seen, and I've built a lot of good relations. So thank you to you guys for being a part of it. You've made this week incredible. I know I can speak for all the alumni because they, I just see where it's good for them. And so I love, you know, if it was my choice, I would have more alumni working for the Braves. And I love seeing CJ get hired and be a part of the broadcast team. And I'm always proud to be, you know, doing the job that I'm doing and seeing guys involved. This is really good for our alumni organization.
And I'll say this too, Greg. We did the Q&A with Sid Bream the other night, and he was kind of self-deprecating, as some of the alumni have been. I wasn't that good. Or if a 92 never happened, you'd never even know my name. And I brought up the point, and I think that it was kind of eye-opening to people here at the Tiki Bar when we talked about it. If you think back to the 1870s, so over 150 years ago, there have been 25,000 men who have ever appeared in a Major League Baseball game. So these guys can bash on themselves all they want, and you can say whatever. These guys are the 1% of the 1% of the 1% that have actually – you put every player who's ever played a Major League game in Truist Park, you got 15,000 empty seats. Think about how exclusive a club that these guys are all in, and how incredible it is to pick their brain and hear their stories and be around these guys. I just think, Greg, you do an awesome job with it. Those guys are so willing to probably tell some stories they shouldn't at times. But
that's right.
You know, you have a couple cocktails and you kind of say whatever's on your brain sometimes.
Hi, I'm Greg McMichael, number 16,272.
is that what it is? You remember?
I have something like that. You know? I wasn't sure. I was thinking of like that might actually be the number. He might actually know it. Yeah. When you put it in that perspective,
they have it on Baseball Reference.
Yes, they do.
Find it. Yeah, that is very true. I love that way you just laid it out there too, Kev. If you put every player that's ever played the game at the big league level in that stadium, you'd still have that many empty seats. That's pretty incredible. Sarge, thank you so much for taking the time to be on with us. Last thing I want to ask you real quick, for anybody who's thinking about coming to fantasy camp, they saw Jory's ad on TV, or they've heard Mac talk about it on here, or Kevin on 680. What would you tell them? What would you say? Like, this is why you got to do it.
If you're a Braves fan, get your legs in shape, get your liver in shape, come to play a lot of baseball, you know, have a good time, make some friends. It's amazing. It's the best thing ever. Yeah. So thanks to Greg for having us, and especially my son. Like, it's a big deal.
That's great. Thank you.
That's great. Well, thanks so much, guys. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.